Today's daf is daf tet. We're going to start at the very bottom of Chet Amubet. We're in the middle of a statement that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, were in the Braita. As he was getting sick, they asked him, they wanted to know something that his two or three things that his father had said. And he said, the Romans took over 180 years before the destruction of the temple. I actually didn't explain this right yesterday. The Gzeralt Eretz Ha'amim means, originally, non-Jews are generally not metameh, but the rabbis were gozer on the time of the Zugot, of Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan, they were gozer that the ground of Chutz La'aretz was going to be metameh, because they were worried that there were bones there, and they made a gzera on that. And then, 80 years before the Korban, later on, they made a gzera on not only that, but also on the airspace of Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore, and that's the gzera that they're referring to here. One of the reasons they did it was they were concerned about people getting in contact with dead bodies, dead bones. The other reason stated is that they didn't want people to go to Chutz La'aretz, so they said that the land was tameh, and that way they wouldn't go to Chutz La'aretz. And the third thing he said was, which we discussed yesterday, was because there were too many murderers, and because of that, they didn't want to have to murder people. So they, once they moved the Sanhedrin, there was no capital punishment. They didn't want to do they didn't want to have to use capital punishment to kill so many people, so they moved the Sanhedrin. So now we're going to deal with the first statement, which is, the Romans ruled. So Vahatani Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, "Me'a v'shmonim v'tu lo, and no more than that." Vahatani Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Malchut Paras b'fnei Abayit 34 shana. The Persian Empire ruled from the rebuilding of the Beit Hamikdash, the first rebuilding of the second Beit Hamikdash, for 34 years. Then Malchut Yavan b'fnei Abayit 180 shana. We're basically getting a count of who ruled from the time of Bayit Sheni until the end of Bayit Sheni. The problem is that the amount of years doesn't add up to the amount that we know to be the case. We'll leave that point aside right now. So for 34 years, the Persians, then 180 years, the Greeks, then Malchut Cheshmonai, which is the beginning of when the Romans ruled, Bifnei Abayit 103, Malchut Beit Hordus 103, that's another 103, so 206 years. That's going to be our question, because didn't we just say 180? Mikam Va'elach Tzeva Chashov Kama Shanim Achar Chorban Habayit. From here, you can calculate whatever year you're up to, how many years has been since the Chorban. We're going to explain this statement in a few minutes, so we'll leave it aside right now. In the meantime, we're going to say, Alma Matayim Vishit Havu. It was 206. Va'at Amart Me'a V'shmonim Havu. Ela Esrim Vishit Shnin Kamu Behem Nute Bahadi Yisrael V'lo Shtabu Debehu. Just like we said yesterday, there were 26 years where they worked together with the Jews and they weren't ruling over them, but they were ruling together. And therefore, he didn't count those 26 years in his count, and that's why if you take 206 and you minus 26, you get to 180, and that's the 180 that Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta, the father of Rabbi Yishmael, was referring to. Now, Rav Papa's going to explain that last line of the Braita. Amar Rav Papa, Itai haitana velo yada prate kama havu. If a Tana gets confused with what year we're in since the time of the destruction, and he doesn't know exactly what year it is. In other words, prate means it's like how many years, not centuries, but how many decades and years, single years we're in. Bishailu v'safra kamakativ. He should ask a sofer how much, what he writes in his documents, because the sofrim, okay, we're going to learn now, the dating system that the Sofrim used started from the Greek rule, which was 380 years before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. And since it was 380 years before the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, before I explain this, because it's a drop complicated to explain, I want to explain to you another example of something like this, and then we'll be able to figure it out. The Hebrew year on the calendar is 5778 this year. And the regular calendar, we're in 2018. So if you take 2018, okay, this is like a known thing, people do this, and you subtract 1240, you get to 778. Now, you don't get to 5778, you get to 778. And then that's how you know, if you want to know what the Hebrew year is, on any given year, if you have a given year and you want to know what's the Hebrew year of that year, then you subtract 1240 and you get to the year. Obviously, there's a bit of a discrepancy because there's a bunch of months where it's not true exactly, because if you're between the months of Tishrei until January, so not exactly. But anyway, if you subtract 1240, you'll get to around when the Jewish calendar year is. So what they're saying now is, since the Greek rule is 380 years before the Chorban, right, if it got to 400, it would be rounded. So now what do they say? So ask a sofer what year it is. We're assuming that people know what century we're in. They just don't know exactly what year we're in. So just like we know we're in 5000, so we don't need that in the calculation. We just need to know the 778. So what do? You ask a sofer, nitfe alai usrim shnin, add another 20 years, umishkach le lechumre, and then you'll get your number. Okay? So you basically add 20, and then you'll know what year you are. Okay? Because again, it's 380 off from 400 is 20. So then you add another 20 years, and then you'll know, oh, we're in this number of years from the Chorban. V'simanech zeli yashrim shana anochi beveitecha. And the siman is, this quote from Yaakov when he leaves Laban's house, you know, a little before he leaves Laban's house, he says, I've been 20 years in your house. And that's a memory, that's how we remember, add 20 years. Itai safra, if the sofrim don't know, so nishayle letana kamachashiv. So then he should ask a tana who counts from the time of the Chorban. We're basically getting into here that different people had different ways of counting what year they were in. Just like we have a Jewish calendar and a non-Jewish calendar. So, and sometimes you might know one year, you might not know the other year. So this is the way to calculate it. So they say basically add 20 years to the sofrim and then you'll know. So obviously if you're a sofer and you don't know, what are you going to do? V'nivtzar minayu esrim shnin. Take away 20 years. U'mishkach le'lechumre. And then you'll get your number. V'simanech, and how do you remember which one you add and which one you subtract? Safra b'tzira tana tosfa. Okay, this is the way to remember. A sofer deducts, and a tana adds. Okay, it's a play on words of the tana tosfa, like the tosefta, and that's how you remember. So the tana adds 20, and the sofer takes away 20. Okay, we're going to have more discussions of these years. Tana de Be'eliyahu, sheshet alafim shana have ha'olam. And we saw things like this in the last parak of Sanhedrin. The world is supposed to be 6,000 years. Shnei alf alafim tohu. The first 2,000 were just tohu. Shnei alafim Torah. Okay, now we're going to see why were the first 2,000 tohu, because it was all before the Torah was given. The next 2,000 were years considered the years of the Torah, where the Jews got the Torah and then kept the Torah. And then shnei alafim, the last 2,000 years, are Yemot HaMashiach. But ba'avonotenu sherabu yatzu mehem ma sheyatzu mehem. Unfortunately, though, we're already past the 4,000 years. We should be in the 4,000 years of Mashiach, but because of all our avonot, so already what's past is past. In other words, we're already into that time of the Mashiach. So the Gemara is going to ask a bunch of questions on this. First question, shnei alafim Torah me'emat. When exactly are we counting the Torah from? Inem amimatan Torah, you would assume, right, it's Matan Torah, but if you're going to say that until now, Leka Kulehai, there aren't two full 1,000 years there because Dechi Ma'ayin Behu, Tre Alfe Prate, Dehai Alfa, Hu Dehave. Okay, there were 2,000 years before the giving of the Torah plus part of the next 3,000. Okay, the Torah was given, according to the count, 2,448 years after the world was created. So basically, we're saying the world of Torah started 448 years late, so it doesn't make any sense. So what do they say? Ela mivieta nefesh asher subacharan. They learn it from Abraham and Sarah, that we're going to start the count from Abraham and Sarah when they started, so to speak, bringing people closer to the Torah in Charan. Ugmire de Avram bahushata bar chamimshin v'tarte havu. And Avram at that time was 52 years old, and therefore, if you do the count, that fills in the 448 years. So we're going to see this. Kama batrami ditana tana. How many years are missing from the 2,000 year period? Arba mea varbaim v'timnaya shnin havyan. Right, so now they're saying how many years were missing, meaning how many of the 2,000 years were we into the third 1,000 years? We were into it by 448. That's what we said before. The Torah was given in 2,448. So they say if you calculate from Abraham to Sarah, you get to 448 years, and that basically fills in all the extra years. Amar Rav Papa. So based on this, Rav Papa is going to say the same type of thing. If you want to know how much into these years we are at this point, in other words, how much we've gone over into the 4,000 years, we're already supposed to be in the fifth, but past the year 4,000, we're already supposed to be in Yimot Mashiach. So if you want to know how far we've gone, what year we're up to in that, Lishayla Safre Kama Kativ, ask a sofer how much, what year he goes by, which is, remember, the 380 years before the Korban. V'nitve alai arba'im v'timne, and let him add 48 to this number. U'mishkach le l'chumre. V'simanech arba'im u'shmone ir. And they say, the siman is 48 cities of the Arei Miklat, and that's how you remember. Okay, so how do you get to the 48? Because so the 4,000 years that we're talking about is when the year 4,000 came, it was 172 years after the Churban Habayit, okay, after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. So if you add 172 plus the 380, in other words, if you want to count for the Churban, remember, you have to use the 380 number. So if you take 172 and you take up 380, and you basically say from the scribes' years, we're 380 years before the Churban. Then there's 172 years after the Churban. That gets you to the year 4,000. So the amount that you get at that point is 552. So if you want to know the decade and the year, so what do you do? Since it's 552, so you add 48, and that gets you to 600. And then basically you'll know that again, the assumption is you know the century, how far away you are from the 4,000 years. You just don't know exactly how many decades and years. So you add 52, and then you get to it. The Itai Safra, and again, what if you're a sofer and you know the other number, but you don't know, you know how many years into it you are, but you don't know what year you're supposed to put on your document. Nishayle Latana, Kama Katane, V'niv Tzarminai, or Arba'im B'shmone. So again, what do? You're going to take away 48, and then you'll know. U'mishkach Le'lechumre, and then you'll get your number. V'simaneach Safra B'tzira Tana Tosfa. Amarav Huna B'reid Rav Yoshua. Hi, Mandalo Yada Kama Shnei B'Shavua Hu Omeid. If you don't know where you're up to in the Shemitah cycle, so what do? Nitfe Chad Shata, take off 1 year. V'nachshov Kama B'yovle Klale B'yovle Uprate B'Shvue. Okay, so this is what he says you should do. The assumption of this Gemara is that the last year before the destruction was the last year of the Shemitah cycle. So what do you do? Since you want to start off with the year before the destruction of the Churban was the first year of the cycle. So you take off 1 year to the years that have passed since the Churban. So it's basically the Churban minus a year. And then take the Kalale, take every 100 years and treat that as Yovel, because Yovel is 50 years, every 50 years, although we're going to see in a minute that it's really 49. Okay, there's a machloket about Yovel. I'll already preface it by saying there's a machloket by Yovel whether there's 49 years, and as everyone knows, there's seven Shemitah cycles, and then Yovel. So when you get to the seventh, the last year of the Shemitah cycle, of the seven cycles, you're in year 49. Then the year after that is Yovel. The question is Yovel count also as the first of the next cycle, or does it count as a year in and of itself that's nothing? So right now we're going to see that they're going to eventually count this as if it's the first year of the Shemitah cycle. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, in which case you'll see in a minute that we're going to take away for every 100 years, we're going to assume there's two Yovel cycles, and then we're going to subtract two, because it's two Yovel cycles minus two, because it's really only 49. So nitve chad shata, take off a year, because the year before the Churban. Then nachshov klale biyovle, so every 100 years, assume that's two Yovelot. Then, and that doesn't bother, we can just deduct all that entirely, because we want to know where we are in the Shemitah cycle. Uprate b'shvuei, and then divide the remaining years into your 7 cycles, right? So divide the next number by 10, and whatever your remainder is what year we're in the Shemitah cycle. But before we do that, like I said, we have to do one more thing. V'nishkal mimea trei. Every 100, you have to deduct 2 years. V'nishtei aprate. And then basically add those 2 years to the details. And then nechoshvinu leprate b'shvuei. And then you should calculate all those years, divide it into 7, and the remainder you have is what you're going to v'yada kama shnei b'shavua. And then you'll know exactly what you're up to. V'simanech kizeh shnatayim hara'av kerev haaretz. And here's another siman with a pasuk, because the rav was shnatayim kerev haaretz. And shnatayim, we're going to say, right, this is how you remember that you have to deduct the 2 years. And like I said, this is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Yovel started the next cycle. Amar Rabbi Chanina, achar 400 shana l'churban habayit, if you're 400 years after the destruction of the temple, here was this belief that this was going to be a time of the redemption. There was this belief that the redemption was going to happen 400 years after the churban. So if you're standing achar 400 shana l'churban habayit, im yomar lecha adam, kach sadeh shaveh 1,000 dinarim b'dinar achad, and someone tells you, go buy this field, it's worth 1,000 dinars, buy it for 1 dinar, a really great deal, don't do it. Why don't do it? Because the assumption was the redemption was going to be, the geula was going to come, and in the geula, what was going to happen? Everything was going to revert back to their original owners. There's a few different interpretations of this. Rashi says that it was, you know, they thought it was going to be the time of redemption, and that's why you shouldn't. Other people say it was supposed to be a time where either it was going to be a great time or a time of calamity, and people didn't want to recommend that people would buy things at such time of danger. And there was one other they were concerned that it was going to also be a time of persecution of the Jews, so they were worried about that. So there were different opinions about whether this was a good time or a bad time. But there was some understanding they had about these 400 years after the Churban, so they recommended people not to purchase land, even at a really good price. B'manita tana achar ba'at alafim u'matayim u'shloshim v'achat shana l'briyat ha'olam, after 4,230 years from the creation of the world, im yomar lecha adam, which is very similar, because what did we say? The Churban was 170 years before. Okay, so hold off on the count for a minute. Im yomar lecha adam, kach lecha sadeh shaveh 1,000 dinarim, dinar achad, al tikach. So it's the same kind of thing. It's the same halacha, and it's around almost the same time. However, my benayu, the Gemara says, what's the difference? Ika benayu tlachnin, demanita tafya tlachnin, shnei. Okay, so the 400 years is, if you do 400 plus 172 that we said the destruction was 172 years before the year 4000 from the creation of the world. So you get to 4,228. And this writer we saw said 4,231. So they have a bit of a different count in terms of the years, and they're off by 3 years. But they have the same general principle that something's going to happen around then, and therefore you shouldn't buy land.